Well, a treasured painting has returned to the Tampa Museum of Art. And as WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, it's a centerpiece of the museum's latest exhibit, Photorealism, 50 Years of Hyper-Realistic Painting.
Collins Diner by Ralph Goings is considered to be one of the more important works in photorealism. That's why it spent the past 3 years hanging on the walls of museums from Germany to Spain. Now the European Photorealist Tour has come to America, and its only and final stop is in Tampa Bay.
I know that a lot of our docents and a lot of our longtime visitors love this painting, and it's not always out on view. And people talk about familiar artworks being like old friends, and this one certainly is to the Tampa Museum of Art.
That's Seth Pevnik, the museum's chief curator. He says Collins Diner, with his chrome counters and glass-enclosed dessert cases, reveal Goings as a master of capturing the effects of light on surface. The painting also embodies all the characteristics of photorealism. The genre favors quintessential American subjects like diners, along with Art Deco movie theaters, highway truck stops, and classic cars. Photorealism evolved from the pop art of artists like Andy Warhol and was a counter to abstract expressionism, which was all about feelings and improvisation.
One of the things that appealed to the photorealists were the sort of mundane things in our lives that we don't really think about and that certainly haven't usually been the subject of fine art, but here they are, hanging on the wall in a museum and making us think about them in different ways.
The first generation of photorealists emerged in the late 1960s and used a variety of methods to produce their work. Goings projected a photographic slide onto canvas and then sketched in pencil before painting. Artist Chuck Close, who's also represented in the exhibit, created a complex grid system. Thanks to digital technology, today's photorealists can achieve even greater detail in their work. Peter Mayer is a former designer for General Motors, naturally favors cars as his subjects. Pevnik says the artist also paints on aluminum, not canvas.
And the paint that he's using is the same type of paint that is used to paint automobiles. If you look at the label for this painting, it says it's DuPont Chromax AT on fabricated aluminum panel. And he's using a spray gun to spray the paint onto this metal panel.
Historically, artists from Degas to Cézanne have used photographs as visual aids in their work. But using realistic imagery to create an optical illusion goes back even further in art history. Pevnik says there's a famous story about a painting contest that took place in the 5th century BC.
The first painter showed his work, which showed a bunch of grapes, and a bird flew down and tried to peck at the grapes. And the painter obviously was very proud of himself. And he said, okay, now pull back the curtain and show me yours. And the other painter said, that's not a curtain, that's a painting of a curtain.
The photorealist method requires a high level of technical skill. And Pevnik says the best of the work is so close to reality that it can essentially trick the eye.
And I always tell people, you can intellectualize the photorealist movement if you like. But if you come to the show and you look across the room and you say, is that a photograph or is that a painting? And you come up close and you look and you say, oh my gosh, that's a painting. Then you've gotten it, at least to a certain extent.
And for the artists and its fans, photorealism isn't about reproduction or even about capturing reality. It's about creating work that lives somewhere between what is real and what is imagined. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF, 89.7 News.
Photorealism, 50 years of photorealistic painting, is on view at the Tampa Museum of Art through October 22nd.